There are obviously nuanced differences by type of business and type of product and type of service and type of customer and all of that. But generally speaking, I go back to what I said earlier. They should be done to a defined, mutually understood, taught, coached, and enforced program. So there should be procedures for virtually everything. And so if a new person, if you got a retail store, if somebody wanders in off the street and asks a question, what's supposed to happen? First, second, third. If they ask a question and then don't buy anything, what's supposed to happen? If they ask a question and make a purchase, what's supposed to happen? And what's supposed to happen immediately after they leave, and the day after they were there, and 3 days after they were there. And you need a procedure like that for literally every function of the business. I often joke and show people, a lot of people wouldn't think he would be, but one of the most organized people with his core business in managing the people in it, is Chet Rowland with his pest control company. And he's got these checklists for every job and every person that they got to fill out. So the guy actually doing the pest control job has to fill out this detailed form of everything he did in the house. And then the customer has to sign it. So, like in my case, I have Orkin at the Ohio Home, and I pay them $39 a month to put a door hanger on my door. That seems to be what I'm getting for my $39. I'm not sure. The guy must come at 2 o'clock in the morning, sneak up, put the door hanger on the door, and run like hell. That seems to be their program.
And do you have bugs?
No, so it's a great door hanger.
It's radioactive.
I guess it works like the burglar alarm sign. The bugs see it and leave. I go someplace where there's no sign. I don't know. But I mean, in reality, of course, the bug guy is supposed to, you know, do 67 things when he's in the house. So he's supposed to check this. He's supposed to go under the kitchen cupboard. He's supposed to go here, go there. Well, if you're running a pest control company, you can't be there to see if he's doing that. So the next best thing you can do is put it all on a form that the customer sees and has to sign that all those boxes have been checked off. And so now some customers are going to go, hey, wait a minute. It says here you were supposed to go up in the attic, and you checked off that you were up in the attic, but I didn't hear anybody up in the attic. So one of Chet's forms for one of his office people, the first thing on the daily form is turn on the lights, and that has to be checked off. And the last thing on the daily form is turn off the lights. It has to be checked off. And I mean, we joke that if it wasn't there, at least once a year, on a cloudy day, he'd drive by and find people sitting in the dark. And, you know, at least once a year, he'd drive by and find all the lights blazing at midnight. And look, he's right.
He is. Absolutely.
And so, like I did a call earlier today for Tom Hopkins for his sales coaching members. And, you know, when you talk about sales scripts, you get this, I don't want to be scripted, or I don't want my people to be scripted because it ruins spontaneity. And you'll hear some of that same stuff about any of these procedures. Oh, it's way too rigid and asking, well, look, anybody who's doing anything really important, we don't want spontaneity and we want procedures followed. I fly with private pilots. I don't want spontaneity.
Right.
I'm not interested in that guy jumping in the cockpit and not following a checklist, even though he's been doing it for 40 years. And number one on the checklist is, you know, see if there's gas. Okay? Well, I want that done in that exact same order every single time. If you, God forbid, have to have a heart operation, you don't want spontaneity. And so the real question here for business owners is your employee doing something important? And if they're doing something important, then it ought to be done by procedure, because there has to be a best practice. So you figure out what the best practice is, and then the person does the best practice. And again, very few businesses are this well-structured and organized. However, it is my observation that the ones that make the most money, for the most part,